The Allosaurus was so focused on the fact that Camarasaurus was stuck, it wasn't in top predator mode. That meant it got in too close. Never in its wildest imagination would it have thought that that Camarasaurus would shift its center of gravity, free those giant front feet, and crush that Allosaurus like it was a bug.
Camarasaurus may have triumphed over Allosaurus here, but in the ultimate battle for survival, they and all the other dinosaurs at the lake would lose.
At the end of the Jurassic period, something big happens, and it causes the extinction of a lot of different dinosaurs. Allosaurus, Camarasaurus, Stegosaurus, Ceratosaurus are victims to this unknown killer. It appears that global climate change was the catalyst. When your environment changes, you've got one of three choices you can make. You can move to a place that suits you better, you can adapt to this new environment, or you die.
Science still seeks to know more about these amazing creatures who dominated the planet 150 million years ago.
For years now, paleontologists have noticed that there seem to be different types of Allosaurus. The discussion now is, are we truly seeing different kinds of species that live alongside each other, the way perhaps wolves and coyotes do? Or are we seeing instead a single species that's changing across time as the environment changes and as the animals change? And that's a really interesting question if we want to understand how dinosaurs in general responded to the environment.
While the search for answers continues, this much is known. During the late Jurassic, at a dry watering hole in what became Utah, an unusually high number of predatory dinosaurs died alongside of their prey. Their bones are proof of a brutal natural world, where a simple drink of water could lead to a battle to the death.